It's Migraine and Headache Awareness Month, and 3.3 million Americans suffer from chronic migraine.
Chronic migraine is a headache that occurs on greater than 15 days out of the month, and on at least 8 of those days, the headaches have features associated with migraine. So those are light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, patients can experience vomiting, limitation of their daily activities, whether it be their ability to focus and concentrate at work or physical activities as well.
In 2010, the FDA approved Botox for the prevention of chronic migraine.
So the injections are typically performed by a neurologist or headache specialist, and they're injected on the forehead, the temples, the back of the head, and the neck and the shoulders every 12 weeks for prevention of chronic migraine. Typically, it's very well tolerated. Sometimes patients experience some neck pain and some eyelid or eyebrow weakness. That was reported in the trials. However, I've seen it less since we've slightly adjusted the way that we do the injections. And I really rarely see those side effects in my practice. Other more serious side effects, though, like more generalized muscle weakness, difficulty with speech, swallowing, or breathing, could theoretically happen. However, in 6 years of injecting Botox for chronic migraine, I've never seen any of these side effects.
And most insurance companies cover it. Make sure to check with your provider.
BotoxChronicMigraine.com has information about migraine and chronic migraine. And there's also information for people to find a healthcare professional for treatment of their migraine and perhaps Botox injections if that's indicated. And there's also information about the medication and potential side effects and black box warning regarding Botox. That's all on that website, BotoxChronicMigraine.com.